Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, November 26th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm doing a recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Got some feedback from a reader about the port zero traffic that we talked about. Now, the packets he submitted, I don't think are related to the denial of service attack that Rick described this weekend, but nevertheless, they're interesting by themselves. The main feature here is that source and destination port are zero, but overall, the packets really look compromised, messed up when it comes to the TCP header. So for example, some of them have a TCP header length of zero, which doesn't make sense. And then there are other features of these packets, like for example, weird combination of flags that also don't really make much sense. Now, they could theoretically be some kind of operating system fingerprinting, sort of something like Nmap would be doing. The source IPs don't really appear to be spoofed, but that's of course hard to say. I say they're not spoofed because different IPs have different TTL values, which is usually a good indication that they're probably not spoofed. Either way, take a look at the packets, a nice little challenge for the holidays. Maybe you find what's the reason why someone would receive packets like this. And Trend Micro found some odd malware that targets AutoCAD users. The malware itself does claim to be a plugin for AutoCAD, but however, if someone actually installs it, it will open your file sharing ports. So that's port 137 through 139 and port 445. Nothing else appears to be happening, so really I think a pretty minor issue here. It does also open up the administrative shares, so potentially if this computer would be exposed to the internet, then someone could remotely mount those directories. However, there doesn't appear to be a callback mechanism that notifies someone that this exploit got enabled. Also, this assumes that there is no network firewall and nothing else in front of the system. So that's why I think this may be more sort of a proof of concept type of exploit, nothing really too serious. AutoCAD, on the other hand, does make an interesting target because the people that run AutoCAD are usually engineers that work on new products and such. So for kind of industrial espionage or so, AutoCAD may be just the target that's needed to get into the right parts of the organization. And of course, with a bad bias, acoustical networking for covert channels is on everybody's mind. And as a result, a paper that was actually submitted a couple months ago, I would imagine, was just published in the Journal of Communications about how to do exactly that, a covert acoustical mesh network in air. This paper discusses how to use near ultrasound frequencies that are not audible to the human ear in order to set up a fairly complex and robust network. So if you want to read up on this, I'll post a link in the show notes. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.